Thank you for tuning in to the Synaptic Support Podcast.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to episode 3 of the Synaptic Support Podcast. How's everyone been today? How's your week going? Any major questions? Leave them in the comments below. We've got lots to cover, so let's get right into it. So, in news today, I got an article up from Psych Central that's ties in a little bit to the app we're going to review later on in this episode of signs that it might be time to treat your depression. Just it's basically some questions on, has your sleeping pattern changed, or do you feel this, or do you feel that, which is really good if, and it's not so much that you're self-diagnosing your depression, it's if these changes have occurred, and they've kind of been going on for a long time, go talk to somebody. There's no excuse not to talk to somebody. It's just that's what the whole system's in place for, so go talk to somebody. Our second piece of news is that there's tons and tons and tons that I'm seeing at a ton of different universities, mostly in Canada, because that's where I'm located, but student groups supporting mental health of some sort. It's really good to see that this is going on, and I'm really excited to see that it's grassroots. It's actually starting at the student base, not at the administration base. So keep going, students. Everybody needs that help. Let's push forward. So our main topic today is a great app that I found from a company called Handcarved Software. There's tons of them out there. I just happen to like this one for how simple it is and kind of what it brings to the table. It's called Depression Inventory, and it's they blatantly say it's not meant to diagnose depression. I have the notes from the app. I have the link to the app in the Google Play Store. Essentially, what they do is there's 18 questions. You ask yourself these 18 questions once a week, and if there's a change of 5 or more, boom, they're like, go talk to somebody. This is meant to kind of go with hand in hand with your current treatment, or just kind of as a self-diagnosis, not in that diagnosis way, but it's maybe a self-monitoring of what, how you're feeling mentally and how you're feeling kind of in the grand scheme of your whole life. They're not hard questions. It's a 5-point scale or 7-point scale of sometimes, maybe, never, always, hasn't changed, somewhat, doesn't, does. Like, they're easy to look at, easy to follow, and it's a great little just, hey, check in with yourself, put it in your schedule, put it in your calendar. If you run Tasker once a week that makes this thing pop up and you have to do it. It's great to have something like this that goes together, and all you're doing is checking how you're feeling that week, and it's a good check for you, and it's a good check if you have a life coach or an accountability coach. They can go, hey, did you run your depression inventory this week, or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't have to be this. It can be any of the pieces of software out there. There's tons. This is just kind of the one I like. I like the icon. I liked its layout. It was simple. It shows you your results from previous. A bunch of them do that, so it's not like this is anything spectacular, but it's just find a piece of software that wants you to check in on a weekly or bi-weekly or essentially a regular basis to see how you're doing and monitors change. That's the key, is there change? Is there change that's affecting you? If there is, go see somebody. That's what's important. It's not enough to go, you know, I'm feeling down. It's, have I been feeling down for 3 weeks? Well, yes. So it's time to go talk to somebody about it. It's time to get serious about it. We have to get over the stigma. And it's just what has to happen. So let's get out there and take the initiative as ourselves and talk to people. There's no harm in talking. So let's do it. Another piece of news coming up, hopefully. I found the funding. The application goes in on Monday. I will be taking the training to give mental health first aid to adults interacting with youth. I interact with youth on a regular basis. I'm really excited about this, and I really, really, really hope this comes through and they accept my application. That's kind of what it's riding on. I have the funding. I have great references. I'm hoping that it all comes together and I get to take it, and it will help take this podcast to the next level, because I'll have a little bit more firmer grounding in everything. Currently, I'm doing it all on my own self-knowledge. Reading a couple bit of books, reading little things here, little things there, helping out my wife, doing some stuff with the school that I'm affiliated with, but it's going to be massive to have a bigger impact on things like that. So I'll keep you guys up to date on how that's going and where it's going. Drop me a line if you need anything ever. I'll start to post some things here and there, hopefully get a Facebook page up for some of this stuff, or leave comments underneath this post on my webpage at patrickfougere.com/synaptic support. I'm always here for anything you guys need, or if you want to just email me, which is a little bit more private, it's p@patrickfougere.com. Always here for you guys, always here for anything you need. Thanks.
And thank you for listening to the Synaptic Support. Catch me online at patrickfougere.com/synaptic support.